Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Paris Saint-Germain secure Luis Enrique amidst €67 million deal, paving way for Bournemouth transfer. PSG's bold move for Szczęsny, strengthening defense with a major transfer. In the bustling world of summer transfers, Paris Saint-Germain is making headlines by securing a top-tier defender, setting the stage for significant shifts in team dynamics across leagues. PSG is on the verge of bolstering their backline with a high-profile acquisition from Bournemouth, while the English club scrambles to find suitable reinforcements to avoid a challenging campaign ahead. PSG target fresh defensive talent poised to secure Szczęsny signing. Bournemouth lines up successor. PSG secures Szczęsny in lucrative transfer deal. Throughout the transfer window, Paris Saint-Germain has been hot on the trail of Bournemouth's standout defender, and according to transfer expert Fabrizio Romano, the Ukrainian star is ready to commit to a long-term contract under manager Luis Enrique. The agreement could reach a value of €67 million, £58 million, highlighting PSG's ambition to dominate both domestically and in Europe. Impact on PSG's squad and Bournemouth's challenges. As the reigning Champions League champions, PSG continues to enhance their already impressive roster with elite additions this offseason. On the flip side, Bournemouth faces potential struggles in the upcoming Premier League season. Losing key defenders like Szczęsny and the recent departure of Dean Huijsen to Real Madrid leaves gaps in their lineup, necessitating smart recruitments to replicate their solid performance from the previous year. Recent stats show Bournemouth conceded only 67 goals last season, a figure they aim to maintain despite these changes. Bournemouth's strategy: pursuing Diakite as Szczęsny's replacement. Amid the setbacks, there's optimism for Bournemouth as they revisit negotiations for Lille's promising defender Bafodé Diakite. Initially stepping back from the deal for the player valued at £35 million, $47 million, the club is now eager to re-engage with the French side, especially with Szczęsny's exit looming. Diakite's potential agreement and future prospects. Insights indicate that the ex-France youth international has already reached a verbal understanding on a multi-year deal with Bournemouth. However, the completion of this transfer hinges on final talks, coinciding with Szczęsny's anticipated move to the French capital. With Diakite's strong League One record of over 50 appearances and key contributions to Lille's defense, this could be a game-changer for Bournemouth, providing the stability needed in a competitive league. Luis Enrique takes the helm at Paris Saint-Germain. Paris Saint-Germain has confirmed the appointment of Luis Enrique as their new manager, signing a deal reportedly worth €67 million. The move marks a significant shift for the French champions, who are looking to finally secure Champions League glory. Enrique, known for his tactical prowess and demanding style, replaces Christophe Galtier, who was relieved of his duties after a single season at the Parc des Princes. This appointment is already sending ripples through the transfer market, with potential implications for several PSG players, most notably a possible move to Bournemouth. The €67 million deal, breakdown and implications. The substantial €67 million figure isn't solely a managerial salary. It encompasses compensation for Enrique and his entire backroom staff, a testament to PSG's commitment to bringing in a top-tier coaching setup. This investment signals a clear intent from the club's ownership to overhaul the team's approach and culture. The financial commitment also highlights the pressure on Enrique to deliver immediate results, particularly in the Champions League, a competition PSG has consistently fallen short in despite its star-studded squad. Salary, estimated to be around €14 million per year for Enrique himself. Backroom staff, a significant portion of the fee covers the salaries and compensation packages for Enrique's assistants, fitness coaches, and analysts. Release clause. The deal likely includes a substantial release clause, protecting PSG should other clubs attempt to poach their manager. The Bournemouth connection, a potential transfer. One of the most intriguing consequences of Enrique's arrival is the potential transfer of a PSG player to Bournemouth. Reports suggest that midfielder Renato Sanches is a prime candidate to leave the club, and Bournemouth has emerged as a strong contender for his signature. Enrique is known to favor a specific type of midfielder, technically gifted, tactically disciplined, and physically robust, and Sanches may not fit that profile. Bournemouth, under new ownership and with ambitious plans, is actively strengthening its squad. The opportunity to sign a player of Sanches' caliber, even if he hasn't consistently performed at his peak for PSG, is a significant coup. The transfer fee is expected to be in the region of €20 minus 25 million. Luis Enrique's tactical approach, what to expect at PSG. Luis Enrique is renowned for his possession-based, attacking football. His successful spells at Barcelona, where he won a treble in 2015, were built on a foundation of intricate passing, relentless pressing, and a fluid attacking system. He typically favors a 4-3-3 formation, but is adaptable and has experimented with different systems throughout his career. Key characteristics of Enrique's tactical approach include high pressing. Enrique's teams aggressively press opponents in their own half, aiming to win the ball back quickly and launch swift counter-attacks. Positional play. Players are expected to maintain specific positions and movements to create passing lanes and disrupt the opposition's shape. Emphasis on wing play. Enrique utilizes wide players to stretch the opposition's defense and deliver crosses into the box. Demanding fitness. His style requires a high level of physical fitness, and players must be able to maintain intensity throughout the match. Player impact. Who benefits and who is at risk? Enrique's arrival will undoubtedly impact the existing PSG squad. Here's a look at some players who could benefit and those who might find themselves on the periphery. Player. Potential impact. Kylian Mbappe. Likely to thrive under Enrique's attacking philosophy. Neymar. Will need to adapt to the high-pressing system. Marco Verratti could be a key player in midfield, dictating tempo. Renato Sanches, at risk of being deemed surplus to requirements. Lionel Messi, now at Inter Miami. Enrique previously managed Messi at Barcelona. First-hand experience, Enrique's previous clubs. Analyzing Enrique's previous managerial roles provides valuable insight into his methods. At Barcelona, he fostered a team spirit built on trust and mutual respect, while also demanding unwavering commitment to his tactical vision. His time with the Spanish national team, though ultimately ending in a round of 16 exit at the 2022 World Cup, showcased his ability to build a cohesive unit and implement a clear playing style. He isn't afraid to make bold decisions, such as benching established stars if they aren't performing to his standards. Benefits of Enrique's appointment for PSG tactical innovation. Enrique brings a fresh tactical approach that could unlock PSG's attacking potential. Champions League expertise. His experience in winning the Champions League with Barcelona is invaluable. Player development. Enrique has a track record of developing young players and improving existing talent. Increased discipline. He is known for instilling discipline and a strong work ethic within his teams.